This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. More of your commentary on the situation we brought to your attention from the Valley News Live, a story out of Valley City, a DUI, arrest of a 74-year-old man who had some health issues. He is transported to the jail. He ends up paralyzed in the jail that night and dies a few days later in surgery. The family now blaming the law enforcement officials, police department, sheriff's department, and the jail for this. We laid out some of the facts and asked you what you thought. And some folks have been weighing in on this. More want to do that. We'll do it in just a moment. Also, as promised, want to talk a little bit about Heidi Heitkamp joining John Hoven and Kevin Kramer on the conference committee for the Farm Bill. She leapfrogged four senators with more seniority. And so a little bit of politics involved there, obviously. But that's how Washington works. That just is the deal. I've heard some of you ask the question, what did she give in return? I made a comment, shortly after Brett Kavanaugh was nominated and the Farm Bill finished up, and said, I wouldn't be surprised if, she goes to Chuck Schumer and say, I have to be on that committee. I have to be on that committee. I have to be on that committee. And what do you need? A no vote on Brett Kavanaugh. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on that vote with Brett Kavanaugh. Of course, she has been resisting even meeting with Brett Kavanaugh. Wouldn't schedule a meeting. How's that for, cooperation and common courtesy? And again, this is at the direction of Chuck Schumer, who's saying, hey, slow walk this. Don't do this. Don't meet with him. Nothing else. Now they finally relented and have scheduled a meeting. I guess it's a couple of weeks off. I don't know exactly when it is. But a lot of games being played there, folks. A lot of games. But I here's what I'm going to be watching on the Farm Bill, and that's who wins. The House Republican version of this, which says basic common sense, if you're going to get something free from the taxpayer in the way of assistance and you are able-bodied, you'll work. And they set up to 59 years of age, and the Senate said, whoa, you, that's cruel, that's mean, that's awful, that's horrible, you can't do that. I'm looking at headlines here, they say things like, where is this here? Oh, GOP farm snap cuts will leave your waitress going hungry. Oh, there we go. See, they just love these little games they play. House GOP bill would lock the poor out of food stamps if they don't work. First of all, lock the poor out of food stamps if they don't work. There are all kinds of provisions and exemptions if you're not able to work that you don't have to work. This is about able-bodied adults. This is the stuff they do. This is Heidi Heitkamp and her colleagues. That's what she'll fight for in that Farm Bill debate. I want to know what you want because she works for you. Don't forget that. Anyway, so that, and then also at the bottom of the hour, we're going to meet an expert that will be part of a panel at the University of Mary in a presentation this weekend on genetically modified babies. I know that sounds absolutely disgusting. It does to me. But this is what's happening now. A UK decision approved this. And so we got to start having some of these conversations, and that'll be happening at the bottom of the hour. So that's what we're doing. Todd Mitchell's here. He has the buzzer ready to go if I say, I don't think I've said yet. Have I, Todd? I didn't hear the buzzer. So unless you missed it, I might be cleaning up my act. I sure hope so. That's another quest of ours today. The fun we have here, ladies and gentlemen, nobody should get paid for this. The way to partake in the program and answer the question, what's on your mind? Very simple. Phone call 258-0550. That's from the 701 area code, 258-0550. Text Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054, or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Back to the phones we go, ladies and gentlemen. Roger in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Roger.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Yeah, as far as the incident in Valley City, I'm going to hold my opinion until all the facts are out, but I would just like to say to anyone out there listening, if as an adult you think there's any reason or any excuse to drink and drive, you're an idiot with no concern for anybody else on the planet except yourself. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Scott.
All right, Roger. Yeah, there have been an alarmingly high number of folks who said, what's the big deal here today on the program? I mean, a few. I'm not going to call them idiots because they're listening. They're in the family. But I will say that's wrong. Totally agree with you there. Kevin in Valley City.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
A little closer proximity to the story. Maybe I have a little different take on it. I'd appreciate that. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Yeah, I don't think the man's crime, supposed crime, fit the treatment that he received. If he was in bad shape, maybe he should have been taken to the state hospital in a rubber room. And I don't mean any offense by that, but I'm just saying, if he's obviously got medical conditions, the treatment he received didn't warrant what he did. I don't subscribe to saying DUI is right, because I don't believe that it is. But I'm just saying, quite honestly, that on the surface, anybody could see something wasn't right there. Plus, I think the military training these policemen receive goes a bit far, or they don't have a good idea of how they're handling someone. Each individual should be individualized. I just find a lot wrong with that. I've had my share of trouble in life. I've had my dealings on a couple occasions this year alone with the Valley City Police, and I wasn't treated correctly. I would like the attorney's name in order to go out and reach out to him and see what I could do to help. I really do. Thank you so much.
Yeah, one thing, I'll give you the attorney's name in a moment here, but I'm curious, when you say the treatment he received what wasn't appropriate? What treatment did you see him receiving that you didn't think was appropriate? I saw him at the car, put his hands around his back. I mean, I guess maybe because of his previous condition, they say he had the spinal fusion and wasn't able to move his head. Did they know that? I mean, did he tell them that? I mean, to me, if I have a condition, I'm going to say, hey, here's the deal, guys. I can't do that. Don't do that. Now, I don't know how inebriated he was. I haven't heard of blood alcohol level, but again, that lies on him. I have a hard time saying the treatment he got, because guess what? He would not have had that treatment if he decided not to drive and to drink and drive that night. So he's got to own some of this, doesn't he, Kevin?
I believe he does. He paid his life for what he did. That's the bottom line. The man is dead.
Sad, but I don't know. I mean, we don't know why he's dead, right? I mean, we don't know that that could have been from the previous condition. That could have been from any number of things, you know.
It sure could have. It could have been, a 50-50 split, but the police could have treated it with a little more kit and gloves, so to speak. Give him a handcuff in front if he's screaming in pain. Or if he's obviously, if they knew him from before and he's got a medical thing with his spine and he's frail, in other words, you don't want to really manhandle this guy. And when he started getting carried by the shoulder by the one officer,
but I don't imagine that's the first time that's happened. And again, how are they supposed to know that he has this physical problem? I mean, that's a challenge,
right? And they're not probably in the know of every single thing wrong with an individual.
But I just really
feel that the manhandling of individuals before, and I don't have a film of everything that happened. I don't know it all. I'm not defending DUI. I'm just saying that because of my own experience, things are mishandled here in Valley City with the Valley City Police Department. I'm sorry, it is the truth. And my wife said, God will reveal what has happened to you, Kevin. Just wait. Just let it go. And look what happened. Now we have this to this poor family happen. It's a tragedy.
Kevin, I appreciate your call. The attorney that you mentioned was Cash Alland, A-A-L-A-N-D. An attorney with Allen Law Firm. That's the
All right, sir. Thank you so much for my viewpoint on this.
Sounds like you had a wonderful wife, too. She's giving you good advice there. Just let that stuff go. My mom used to tell my dad that, and he never did let it go, and it just, you know, ends up being bitter and angry, and it's just awful. So, Kevin, thank you very much. Jerry in New Rockford, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I guess I want to comment on the Valley City thing. I had my share of run-ins as well. However, I don't know if the person that this happened to was unjustly, unjustly treated by the police. I guess my question is, what if he would have killed somebody? In a DUI.
Right. It's a tough one because I come back to the original offense is why he was treated at all or having to be handcuffed, right? So I kind of hear what you're saying, Jerry. Thanks for the call. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorlson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know, I'm really sorry that that elderly man died and all that. I'm sorry it happened to him. But what if the officers hadn't gotten him off the road? What if he'd gone down the road a little bit farther, maybe hit a kid on a bicycle or some person that was just driving along, minding their own business, a husband or a wife or maybe one of the children, he hit them and killed them, then what? What happens then? I lost a good friend of mine to a drunk driver. I was there when he died. He left behind a wife and two children. And I'm not saying what happened to this man was right, but still, you have to look at the other side of the picture, too. And that's something that most people are not willing to look at. Have a good day, Scott. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. And you have to ask yourself that in the context of this, especially with folks that are saying, well, what's the big deal? Back on What's on Your Mind, 21 past the hour, brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. When you flip that light switch on, do you pause for a moment and go, thank you? Thank you? Thank you for affordable, reliable energy? You probably don't, do you? I'm guessing I haven't done it a lot. I do it a lot more after I've gotten to know the good folks in North Dakota's lignite industry, because North Dakota clean, beautiful coal is responsible for economically the best deal money can buy in electricity. We get a really good rate. It's affordable energy. And that means a lot in the economy. You know, the price of energy is down. That's more in your pocketbook to spend everywhere else. And, of course, reliability. And in North Dakota, that's important. Talk about cold, cold in the winter and hot, hot in the summer. Imagine no electricity. They do it. 800 to 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal still here to provide affordable, reliable energy. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Texter says, wear a medical bracelet, a medical alert bracelet. Now, that'd be a good idea for anybody in the situation as this gentleman in Valley City, who, again, had the spine issues. Way to tell the law enforcement officers. I imagine they're trained to look for that. Scott can't have it both ways. He can't say the PD seems to know this man with previous dealings and then say the cops didn't know anything about the health issues. Yeah, I don't know. I was speculating that they, you know, knew about him, and is there other DUIs that have been there? So, you know, I don't know. I was speculating that this was the first connection, but that's a fair point. If they don't know him, they would have to know that he had health issues, if they know him. Texter says, these are not legal arguments. They're emotional arguments, much like liberals use. There's been some of that today, no doubt about that. To Perham, Minnesota, we go. Home of Kenny's Candy and Barrel of Fun and Tuffy's Dog Food and all kinds of fun places. Jim in Perham, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening on and off to your conversation regarding the issue in Valley City, and perhaps I missed it. There's no blood alcohol content figure that's been given out that I'm aware of.
No, I'm wondering what it was, too. Yep.
There was a preliminary autopsy, apparently, because they pinpointed a cause of death. Now, to me, what's wrong with this picture? A preliminary autopsy and no blood alcohol content was tested at that time? Isn't that strange?
Well, he died a few days later. So he collapsed that night in the cell. That's when he was paralyzed. And then I think they got a medical attention, and a few days later, there was a surgery to try and save his life, and they weren't able to do that. So I don't know if that would have been the time to take it, but they had to have taken it once they got him in, wouldn't they? I would think so. I mean, I haven't heard that there's not a blood alcohol content. That would tell me a lot as to, you know, I guess whether or not he was able to follow instructions. And, you know, I couldn't tell at the there's footage on this that we weren't able to obviously play on the radio because you can't see it. But I saw it where he was being arrested, and, you know, he was standing okay, but had difficulty with the handcuffs. But then later at the, you know, at the jail, when they were bringing him in from the garage, they literally had to drag him. And I didn't know, is that because he was, you know, just too far gone from an alcohol standpoint or some other condition? And how would they know? I don't know. It's just a tough darn deal. Again, let me just say this as clearly as I can. If this man does not drink and drive, he's alive today. So that decision was the reason that he is no longer with us. Now, whatever, you know, protocol there is to say, was he treated correctly? Did they know about the condition? What do they do in the case of somebody that has a medical condition? Fine, get to the bottom of it. And obviously enough people have called to say there's issues with the Valley City Police Department on this. It's worth checking into. But more people than I would like thinking it's okay to drink and drive and sort of excusing the behavior. This doesn't sit well with me.
Well, Scott, I'll take issue with that. You said that if I heard correctly, if you didn't drink and drive, you'd be alive today. I'm not so sure. I mean, you can have a beer or two or three, and you can be completely legal to drive. And so I'm the blood alcohol content is going to make my decision on this issue. And I haven't heard it come out so far. And you would think right now law enforcement would want to get that out as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's a good point. I what I'm saying is, you know, for those that are saying the Valley City Police Department is to blame, I'm saying, do you put no blame on the individual behind the wheel who, if he had not driven, would not have been put in that predicament? Now, you know, he could have died anyway. We don't know. I mean, your time is up. Might be unrelated. I don't know. But, you know,
that would be a more correct statement, if he had not driven. But I'm driving right now, so I'll go home and park my car and walk. Thanks for your time, Scott. Later.
You only need to do that if you've been drinking. Thanks, Jim. All right, let's see here. I got a million texts that we're going to have a hard time getting all these in. If the judge does not put the dogs down from last week's attack in Mandan, the blood of the next victim is on the judge's hands. Another controversy we spent a little time talking about this week. And the overwhelming amount of opinion on that one, Todd, is that, you know, bad actors in the pit bull world are because of bad training and bad owners. You know, it isn't something where you can blame the entire breed. That was the overwhelming sense I got on that.
You know, that topic blew up on my Facebook, and just one of the responses was kind of curious because they said they had a neighbor that had eight pit bulls and a chihuahua, and the one they ended up being afraid of was the chihuahua. And it goes to show you, it's not exclusive to a breed. Granted, pit bulls are a breed that have a mechanism that will hold on to you if it needs to or whatever.
More text here. Has anybody ever used the defense that I was too drunk to know what I was doing? Can't answer that. But it wouldn't be much of a defense. Neglect of a vulnerable adult by the family. They've washed their hands and want to make themselves feel better by blaming the cops, says another. Texter says, 100% agree. Drunk driving should be arrested. What I don't hear is the cause and effect answer. It appears that the man was able to walk and get into the car, but when he got to the jail, he wasn't able to walk. Was he paralyzed before he got to the jail? There are too many questions for a reasonable person to say this didn't happen because of the actions of the officer, no matter how little those actions may have been. I had the pleasure of working for one of the best judges in the state, and he taught me to avoid the hype, look at the facts. Lastly, for the PD and the Sheriff's Department to state that there's no investigation going on is a sad statement on the professionalism of those officers. More after this, folks. Don't go away. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks open way down on Wall Street this morning as trade tensions with China heat up again. The Trump administration seeking trade concessions from China and proposing a 25% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross says it's got to be done.
The president ultimately wants less tariffs, less non-tariff trade barriers, the whole nine yards. But to get there, we have to make it more painful for them to continue these bad practices.
He was speaking on Fox Business Network. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Panel say a massive number of documents on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh are being made available for review. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley saying it should be more than enough to satisfy Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Mind brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. High Plains Apache, your High Plains dealer, the sprayers. And do they know sprayers or do they know sprayers? How long have we been talking about their expertise and how much they know about this industry? And when you know, I mean, look, when you buy from somebody, you don't want to just buy it and not be able to have that constant service there. They have the ET Ag Center there, so they've got all the parts. And they have, more than anything, the expertise. And when you spray as much as you do, you want support from the folks that know spray application. Call them in Mandan at 663-2375, High Plains Apache. Also, Frontier, south of Fargo, I-29, exit 60. And online at highplainsapache.com. High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, so... new topic after a busy day. I had no idea, Todd, we would talk about that for 90 minutes, but this is a prime example of we ask what's on your mind, and, you know, you did a fabulous job of coming at that from all different angles. So thank you for that, and I appreciate it. We'll invite the folks on from Valley City, given the interest here today, to try and get a few more answers on this and just try and get to the bottom of it. But appreciate you weighing in on that today. All right, our next guest is part of an event coming up at the University of Mary that we're going to tell you about. And I want you to hear it's a two-day bioethics seminar to deal with issues including this one, a landmark UK decision to approve genetically modified babies. I hope just my saying that sets off alarm bells for you. And the National Catholic Bioethics Center in Philadelphia has lent a wonderful resource to this discussion at the University of Mary. Also a national author, speaker, and writer, Father Tad Polchak, with us today on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Father Tad. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I am a little perplexed. And by the way, this is next Friday and Saturday, so a little bit of time to be part of this event. We'll tell you how to do that in a moment. It'll be in the Lumen Vitae Center's lower level conference center. It is open to the public and will bring together authorities in the field to make sense of all of this, answer questions regarding other topics, including physician assisted suicide, stem cell research, and end of life care. What is a genetically modified baby? Let's start there.
Well, this is a new, rapidly developing field, and it involves changing the genetic patrimony of a human embryo. Manipulating that embryo very early while that embryo is still in glassware and changing and tinkering with the genes so that the first first reason they're proposing to do this would be to treat various genetic ailments and diseases. And as you can envision, of course, that sounds like a very kind of praiseworthy approach, but it could and would naturally lead to the next series of concerns, which would be, well, can we just make genetic modifications to babies for reasons that we want? So maybe we want our child to be physically stronger and a better athlete. So could we make some genetic changes to the muscles of that child, you know, at a very early time point, just to satisfy the consumer interests of mom and dad? And so, you know, we refer to that as designer babies, and that's something that kind of looms on the horizon if we choose to go down this pathway of modifying human embryos in the laboratory.
I guess in a world where some people think it's okay to end the life of a baby in the womb of the mother, this isn't too far of a stretch. But it's still amazing to me that it wouldn't offend people to the core. The idea is, I liken it to sort of playing God. You know, I'll decide what my child is going to be rather than the creator. Is that too strong?
I think that definitely applies. When, you know, as you started out emphasizing that we have a lot of people in the world who think it is okay to end the life of the child in the womb, that's a form of playing God. That's a form of being master over others who are weaker and more vulnerable than you are. And if that's your approach to how you treat fellow human beings, that if they're weaker and more vulnerable, that you can use them for your own purposes and designs, then genetic modification and the changing of the patrimony of the future generations of mankind just fits in with all of that. It's another way for me to be in charge, for me to call the shots, for me to exercise a kind of higher position over other human beings. So it is a type of taking an authority onto ourselves, an authority that really belongs only and properly to God. And it's a powerful temptation because technology does open up a whole range of possibilities to us and really challenges us to kind of sit down for a second and say, hey, what should we be doing here? What is reasonable? What is a good use of technology? And what are the bad and evil uses of technology? And those are conversations, as you might imagine, that are challenging to initiate. And there are some scientists who try to kind of steer around that and just say, well, if what we're doing, you know, looks good to me and we want to just get in there and eventually be able to heal people and, you know, treat diseases, it's got to be something good. And so let's not talk about ethics too much here. You know, my motives are good and that's enough. And at the end of the day, it's not enough. We do have to talk about the real dangers, the real risks, and the objective moral lines here. The moral lines that we all need to respect in how we handle and approach the question of the next generation, especially when they're very young and very small, as human embryos.
This, as we mentioned at the top, was something that's been approved in the UK. And was it controversial? I mean, was it? Please tell me at least there was a robust debate there in the UK. And what ultimately is their, I guess, bioethics medical argument for why the good outweighs the bad here?
Well, there certainly was controversy, thanks be to God. We're not, you know, yet in an entirely, as they say, brave new world, but we're moving that way. And the controversy, a lot of times the way this gets handled is you'll get a group of kind of high-level influential scientists who will say something like, well, let's convene a review board or an ethics advisory board of some kind. And we'll have, you know, a bunch of people sitting around the table and we'll talk about it and we'll talk about, you know, what are the various good things that we might perhaps possibly someday be able to do with this, and let's get them to approve this, and then we can move forward. And then we've done due diligence here. Well, of course, it is more complicated than that, and a lot of times when you convene these kinds of groups that do the review, you kind of call on friends and people who are like-minded, and you don't invite people with contrary views who, you know, may even be more enmeshed in the ethics than you yourself are, and more aware of the real ethical concerns. So there have been certainly a number of discussions that have taken place, but there's a need to, I think, expand these and make them, you know, more well-informed, and to make sure that the participants in these scientific venues are inclusive of members of the church and others who are involved in ethical discernment around these really important questions.
One of the things that that I see that they use as a, I guess, a qualifier to the genetically modified babies in the UK is saying the DNA of a human embryo can be morally permissible if it is in the child's best interests. So I was wondering how they have a conversation with the child when it's an embryo. You know, that seems almost laughable, isn't it?
Right. I think it's not possible to do that, as you're pointing out, because the embryo is still so small and, you know, hasn't reached the stage of being able to interact even very much with his own environment, his or her own environment. But when you use that kind of language about in the best interests of the child, a lot of times when we're dealing with young patients, the way you handle that is you turn to their parents. You know, if you have a child who's a minor who can't think things through but needs a surgery, you ask mom and dad and you get informed consent from them to do what's in the best interests of the child to heal and cure them. The problem here is you could maybe ask mom and dad of the embryos, but there's a whole range of problems here. One is that first, you shouldn't be bringing embryos into the world in glassware, in petri dishes, in test tubes. That's not the right place for us to come into being. We should only come into being in the marital embrace of our parents. So you already have a problem here that parents who choose to do this have crossed an important line, creating their children in laboratories. And then a lot of times it seems like it's a good proposal. Oh, if there's something wrong with the child, let's do genetic therapy. But actually, that's not how it's done. It's typically done on a large number of embryos that you've prepared, you know, maybe a dozen or two dozen. And you make genetic modifications to all of them, and you're not sure about exactly where the changes will take place. So then you test all the embryos until you find one that you've successfully introduced the change, the gene change. And that becomes kind of the golden hair child that you select out. The remaining embryos, the remaining children there, will either be discarded or frozen in liquid nitrogen and trapped in these frozen orphanages for perhaps in perpetuity. And so you can see that this isn't real therapy. This is a form of manipulating our own children and involves great risk to them. The techniques for doing these gene changes are still kind of shotgun in approach. You don't always hit the target that you want. And
hold that thought, if you would, Father Tad. We'll pick up after a break. Don't go away.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do you remember that show, folks, Home Improvement? Tim Allen and the neighbor, of course, his name was Wilson, and the two would talk over the fence. Well, that's Vince Webker and I. Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Andy's my neighbor. And you know what? Hot Spring Spas are the absolute best. I want folks to come in and see them. I want them to see the saunas. I want them to see the endless pools and the patio furniture you have and all the game tables and everything else. But more important than that is just trusting who you're doing business with. And with a brand like Hot Spring and all the other brands here, Olhausen and the Pool Tables and others, you know you're getting the best, right, Vince?
That's right. First of all, they're all made in the United States. But we don't talk about Hot Springs enough outside the wellness, which is a great point. But Hot Springs is the world's number one selling brand with over 1.6 million sold. We're the only hot tub that's won all 8 out of 8 Consumer Digest Best Buy Awards. Why do I say that? Because more people buy it and more people award it than any other hot tub made. And it's because we do one thing different than anybody else. We build them to use. We call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we've discovered over the last 41 years, why people use this a lot or why they don't.
It will change your life. I'm here to tell you, it did ours. We've had one for over 2 years now and absolutely love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to get into the hot tub to end the day. Come on in. Tell them Scott sent you. Use the promo code ACE and you'll get up to $2,000 off. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too. And now Devil's Lake.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
The deal with that grass-finished beef? How do I get some? How do I order up a cow? I want the whole darn thing. A lot of questions like that coming in because they've heard us talk about the Dakota Lazy J Ranch. You can find them on Facebook with that. Grass-finished beef, high in omega-3 oils, beneficial for nerve coatings, tastes great, and good for you. Your body develops nerves of steel and minds as sharp as tacks, which is certainly essential in the world we live in today. And this comes right from the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table. This all-natural grass-finished beef, and it's quite the story. So if you want to find out more and you want to get on the list, get your name on one of these head of cattle, you need to call this number, 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472. Or go to Facebook, Dakota Lazy J Ranch, Dakota Lazy J Ranch. Okay. Continuing our conversation, our final segment with a distinguished guest that will be coming to the University of Mary very soon.
August 10th at 11th at the Lumen-Vitae Center at the lower level conference center there, open to the public, bringing together authorities in the field to make sense of it all and answer questions regarding these topics we've been tackling, including recently approved in the UK genetically modified babies. Our guest today is a graduate of Yale, got his doctorate there in neuroscience from Yale, did his postdoc at Harvard, now one of the world's experts, an expert in the entire world in this bioethics field, as a member of the National Catholic Bioethics Center in the United States, and professor of bioethics at the University of Mary in Bismarck as well, Father Tad Polchak with us today on the program. Some people may be listening and just say, okay, bioethics and genetically modified babies, this is just above my pay grade. This is too much. I can't grasp it all. Why should they care? Why should people really pay attention to what's going on with this debate?
Well, actually, these areas, I know they do seem like they're kind of beyond the pay grade of the average person, but they actually are not. I mean, these are the issues that we deal with in bioethics are touching people, in everyday living, in the sense that, for example, you have to deal with questions maybe when a family member is dying and question comes up, you know, well, we want to put your dad on a ventilator. Does that make sense to do that? Well, you know, how do you make those decisions? There's a lot of technology that's involved here, but this is a real, you know, feet on the earth kind of question that doctors will come to a family with, and there will have to be a proxy, a decision maker, assuming that the dad is unconscious. And, you know, there's this question about his needs now medically and what makes sense to do on his behalf. And what are we obliged to do to take care of him? And those kinds of questions come up at the end of life. They come up at the beginning of life, where maybe you have a husband and a wife who have just gotten married, maybe been married for a year and a half. They've been trying to get pregnant. Turns out that there's some problem and they can't seem to get pregnant. And they may be wondering, you know, what makes sense for us to do? What is reasonable? What is morally okay for us to consider in the face of our apparent infertility? What kind of options are out there? So, yeah, it sometimes seems like it's beyond our pay grade, but the reality is that these are things that touch many people we know and are likely to touch us as well during our own journey. Very practical kinds of decisions that we may have to make regarding the use of very powerful technologies in our world.
And if we look the other way and just say, you know, okay, sera, sera, it's happening, whatever, what do you see this leading to? What worries you most about the path this puts us on?
Well, I think it definitely is a concern if people don't reflect on these questions and become a little more knowledgeable themselves, because then you can have situations, for example, situations of what I call false compassion, where we say, you know, look, my dad is not doing so well and he's in some pain. Why don't we just make arrangements here so that he doesn't have to suffer so much? You know, out of this false compassion, let's arrange for an overdose to be made available. And there are now proposals afoot to legalize physician-assisted suicide, where what you would do is basically go to your doc and say, if I get into a difficult situation, will you prescribe some poisonous pills for me so that I could end my own life by taking these pills? And there are some doctors out there who will agree to this, you know, very morally problematic idea, and we'll get on board with it, unfortunately. So there are dangers like that that are lurking that we need to be aware of in the medical field. And, of course, there are dangers in the research arena as well that we end up, for example, if we go down the path of doing in vitro fertilization, making test tube babies, then a lot of times we'll end up with many of our own children kind of trapped in ice. And we at the National Catholic Bioethics Center deal with this problem all the time, where couples come to us and say, wow, we regret what we did. We've got 7 frozen children, and we don't know what to do now. You know, we're past childbearing age.
This sounds like a bad movie.
Real dilemma.
umary.edu/bioethics. This will be a great discussion with experts. So if you'd like to join the discussion, remember, it's August 10th and 11th. Details at umary.edu/bioethics. Thank you, Father Tad. Appreciate it. See you soon.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, folks. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model, and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.